Today marks the 70th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, the attack that prompted U.S. entry into World War II. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has a local story.
Local resident Lucy Brackett says Pearl Harbor altered her father's life.
My father was a junior in college in Colorado. When he heard that Pearl Harbor had been attacked, he gave away all of his belongings to the fellows in his dorm, and he hitchhiked to Denver, sleeping on the steps of where the federal building was, where you could join the military. And Dad slept on the steps and was the first person to join the day after Pearl Harbor in the state of Colorado.
Brackett believes it's so important for us to recognize the enormous sacrifice these World War II veterans endured for our freedom. Two Pearl Harbor survivors who live in Central Oregon are currently in Hawaii for a Pearl Harbor remembrance. Harvey Waldron of Tumalo and Charles Sellington of Lapine are there thanks to the Denver nonprofit organization, The Greatest Generations Foundation. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Some opponents of Bend's proposed Bridge Creek Water Project take steps to overturn it. An article in the Bulletin says they've formed a political action committee to support candidates for the Bend City Council that oppose the nearly $70 million project. Treasurer Eileen Woodward says she started the PAC because she believes the cost of the project is too high for ratepayers. Woodward says she believes the current council has not listened to the concerns of Bend citizens. Four of the council's seven seats are up for election in November of 2012. The American dream for most families includes owning a home. A couple of nonprofit agencies in Redmond are helping some families realize that dream. First Story and Heart of Oregon Youth Build started putting up walls yesterday. Youth Build uses at-risk youth in the construction. Sean Ray is executive director of First Story.
It's a great program for them. They go from being, you know, disconnected with the community, and they are re-engaged in education, giving back to the community. They feel like they have a sense of purpose. You know, they're building a home, and they're just really great kids, and it's really great to see them flourish.
Yesterday's ceremony included receiving a check from the Ghost Tree Invitational. It's giving money to the cause. The home should be finished by next spring. It will be sold to a needy family with a zero down payment, zero interest, 30-year home loan. Two people arrested near Bend are in the county jail facing numerous drug charges and also have an ICE hold placed on them. 33-year-old Jose Miranda Garcia and 35-year-old Juan Palafox Cortez of Kennewick, Washington are on an Immigration and Customs Enforcement hold. Oregon State Police say the two men were arrested Monday morning in a traffic stop near Bend. Police say they found $40,000 worth of methamphetamine in the car concealed in a stereo speaker box in the trunk. They're accused of making, possessing, and selling meth. They also face a charge of possessing cocaine. U.S. Representative Greg Walden was not able to meet with Occupy Wall Street protesters in Bend on Monday, but he did meet with some in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. A group of about two dozen people arrived at his Capitol Hill office without an appointment, but Walden rearranged his schedule to accommodate them.
In terms of the unemployment side, it's important to do. Look, as bad as it is in southern Oregon, it's even worse in central and further out east. And so I'm working on a number of different proposals, in fact, with Peter DeBasio and Kurt Schrader, to deal with this county payments issue, which expires in October.
Absolutely.
Most of the protesters that Walden met with were from the Portland-Vancouver area. Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio blasts an announcement by the Postmaster General that starting next year, first-class mail will be delayed 1 to 2 days.
We want to become the first industrial nation on Earth that says, sorry, if you don't live in a major urban area, you can't get mail.
The post office says it's closing over 250 mail processing centers nationwide to close a budget gap. DeFazio says a congressional mandate to pre-fund retiree benefits for the next 75 years created that budget problem. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.